You came over there with your daggers, and how do you want this to look?
Slicey dicey.
Like it was an accident.
Sorry.
I mean, I do like that.
I have unfortunately delayed long enough that I do not have that chanting button.
Button, button. There, now you can dub it in at the beginning if you need.
No, I started the recording when I said I have unfortunately.
Things just have to happen. Greetings, one and all. Welcome to Tales of Talverin. My name is Paul, and I am joined tonight to tell their own tales by Beth, Crash, Ellie, and Eo. Who wants to plug a thing? Oh, wait, sorry, still new with us.
Eo's mom writes books at McCoy.com.
So, here we are, back to Tales of Talverin. Who can recall some of the things that occurred last time on our first session?
All the magic things actually fizzled out, which was not what my character expected. Those little tiles, you know, that completely gone. Okay, that sure would have been an issue with trying to swap out the one she had prepared. Okay. All right, somebody died.
Somebody died right in front of us.
Yeah.
Also, at the end of the episode, we leveled up to 15.
What?
Weird that. Yeah.
Yes, right in front of you, the former captain of the guard, guardsman Haleth, did die right in front of you, specifically pretty much in Eddie's arms, blood guttering from his mouth and the bloody hand down his nice, crisp white tunic, and he did indeed pass.
But why Eddie is red?
That this is a lot of inside fluids on the outside of me.
Yeah.
Help.
And
does anyone have a sponge?
And right as panic began to seemingly overwhelm the masses here in Redfield Town Center, the captain of the guard, Captain Rowan, picked up the fallen horn and gave it a mighty blow and got everyone's attention, and seemingly almost magically, if you will, a calmness settled over everyone, including yourselves. As much as this is, you've never seen any such violence like this in your lives, and the panic welling up inside of you did feel quelled a bit upon that.
I've never seen this much blood.
That's true. And so Eddie, you're trying to get yourself cleaned off, some towels and whatnot. The town elders, along with the three visiting dignitaries from the elves, dwarves, and gnomes, and Dario Daddario and his captain of the guard, Soren Vale, and even Alessandra is there as well. They're all huddled together, trying to talking and decide, you know, having conversation amongst themselves as to, what this all means, what they need to do. There's just a lot of disconcerted whispering going on. The place is I'm not going to say quiet, but it's surprisingly quiet for the number of people who are here. I'll put it that way. Senna comes over to you, Eddie, and is also trying to help you clean up a bit. Veteran Harlot's eyes have already been closed. The answer to that is technically yes, Beth. That is the answer to your question in chat is technically yes.
Technically.
Yep.
Does that mean that I could use one?
You could. How you want to go about doing that, I leave that flavor up to you. Whether you want it to be flashy or subtle or what
have
you.
He is going to go over and help clean up poor Eddie and is going to use, in fact, prestidigitation to make the cleaning go more effectively than just towels.
Now, does that actually clean, or does it just give the appearance, like is it illusory?
It's an instantaneous... you instantaneously clean or soil an object no larger than 1 cubic foot.
Okay. All right.
So it's just a...
You're looking at multiple casts.
Yes. But it's a cantrip, so, you know.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's hence the running gag, prestidigitation. Eddie has pulled out a handkerchief that was white, and then it's red, and then you cast prestidigitation, it's white again, and then Eddie is still using it, now it's red again, then you cast it, it's white again.
I think that what she's probably doing is she's, you know, using like a towel or her own handkerchief and wiping him off, and then she like rings it out, and when she rings it out, it's clean, etc. And probably going to be using it on him soon.
So that works.
Okay.
That works.
Her terrible rooster is wandering around.
After several minutes of frantic discussion, the town council calls you all over to them where they've been huddled.
Okay.
Will you step forward or not?
Or are they hiding over there? Okay. Some of them are upside down.
No, they're just facing upside down.
Close enough.
Be right back. Installing an add-on to Foundry so that everywhere Eddie goes, there are red footprints.
You're a lot less red, probably.
Jahendra, will you step forward as well? Will you be stepping forward as well?
Yeah.
Okay. Captain Rowan is going to be the one speaking to you, and she will... get the other ones here as well. And she'll be... she'll proceed by saying, I won't pretend that this situation isn't dire. Our friends from the elves, dwarves, and gnomes will be heading back to their various places and sending in reinforcements here in case an attack is... to come. Most of the watch is out doing their rounds, as is their duty. Soren and Dario have volunteered a number of their guardsmen, led by Soren, to head west to assess what is going on and see if there's anything that can be done and report back. We need some of you to go with them. And we need some of you to stay here to help in case the worst should happen.
Fate decides, right? What we're supposed to be doing.
I'm sorry, I missed the first word, Eo.
Fate decides, right? I mean, I can't say that was all a tile draw, but I think that was an answer.
Well, yeah, the tiles of Eldra has been interrupted. The tiles have been cast and dispersed without you having been able to pick one. That's a concern for later. Right now we have
I mean, isn't this the answer?
Mm-hmm.
Of course, I'll do whatever's necessary to help.
I'll go see what's going on, because if I stick around here, who knows what my grandparents are going to want me to do. Probably go be safe or something.
Be?
Mm-hmm.
I take it by your words, Tath, you wish to travel out to the west of the West Shire as well?
Yes. Yes.
Well,
Someone's got to keep Tath safe.
Kendra? Very well. Eddie, you feel behind you, you feel a little poke in the behind from Friar Fen.
Someone is being voluntold.
Well, I also thought there was some muting going on there. So,
oops.
There you go.
Uh-huh.
Very well. You four will go. The other four will stay. She calls out to go to your notes, Paul. To Orin Rook, who you know is the blacksmith, and he steps forward, and she orders him to open his armory up. So, at this point in time, if you do not have any sort of gear yet on your sheet that you should have, this is where you would get it. Anything chainmail or lighter, you're not going to get plate mail or whatnot. chainmail or lighter, you can obtain at this point as far as armor is concerned, and most weapons other than anything crazy exotic.
Smash cut to Eddie in the full plate armor style where they have to attach you to a kind of crane to lift you onto the horse. It's the I can't move my arms scene from Christmas Story.
I was just imagining that only everything is armor and not...
And then he slowly starts to lose his balance and falls over.
So I could have chosen the more armored potential starting gear. I thought I had to take the leather one.
Here's your chance to
upgrade.
Oh, I'm sorry, Jindira. I apologize. I've been saying the name wrong. Jindira. So this is your opportunity to swap that out if you would like. Yes. You will also be given horses to ride out, as well as the guardsmen will as well be given horses as well.
Of course. So I don't need to steal one of the auto carriages.
You do not need to attempt to steal one of the auto carriages if you do not want to, but it might be funny if you tried, although it might not be quite the appropriate moment to do so.
That's fair.
I mean, they're distracted.
So, Soren and four of the guardsmen, along with you four, are going to be going, right?
Yeah. Okay. And let us not forget... I can find where my...
Your murder chicken?
Yeah. Actually, what I was trying to find was my trackball cursor, but I had... It's a swappable trackball, so I clicked the button. It was trying to control a different computer.
So there's going to be a bit of time here, obviously, before you head out. If there's anything or anyone you wish to speak to, anything you wish to do or anyone you wish to speak to before heading out.
Send a message to my mom, tell her that she should stay safe, she can abandon, and not let my grandparents cause problems for her. And also, I need to find a horse. I'm not sending that in the message. I need to find a horse that will accept the rooster riding on it as well.
I initially interpreted that poorly as... In this, along with this message, you will find a horse. They open up the envelope, shake it upside down, and a full-size horse comes out.
No, don't. I'm not that cruel.
I don't think that'd be too difficult. Most of these horses are used to having, you know, other animals around them and even on them, you know. So I don't think that'd be too difficult to find a horse accepting of.
Just making your audience, sure. Since
you heard Paul, it's canon. One can. It's not too difficult. Put a full-size horse in an envelope.
In an envelope. I missed something.
Don't worry.
When you hear back in the recording, you'll get the joke.
Okay.
Yes.
Friar Fen pulls you aside, Eddie, and has a little private conversation with you. And he hands you a clay jug. And he tells you...
There's not more blood in this, is there?
No, that would be a bucket.
Oh. You're right. This is for when I feel nauseous. Understood. Okay.
He said this... he'll tell you this is... This is for you and your group. And it tells you that every day someone can take it, you know, everyone can take a drink out of it to help them feel a little bit better. And I've already put that onto your character sheet with what the actual mechanics of that are.
Yes. The player is familiar with this particular item.
Yes.
Eddie is going to resist the urge to take a swig right now. After all, it wasn't his blood.
It was not. It was not.
Yet. Someone over at Craft Services is muttering something about possession being 9/10 of the law. They are being shushed.
It's your blood now. Actually, it got wiped away, so, you know.
He didn't want it.
Does everybody have all the stuff they now need? Do we need more time to shop?
I've got, I mean, I'd pick the leather, and I've got the sword from the initial equipage, probably had the dagger before, so probably fine.
Jandira is going to tell Friar Friend to take good care of the bees and gather her things and hop on a horse. And you guys, you know, keep in mind, you're staying, you're not leaving the plateau, you're just heading west to the west portion of the plateau.
It's find a out big plateau.
Yes, it's going to take a couple days to get there, you know? Even if you rode your horses to near death, it would still take 2 days to get there, so...
Well, we wouldn't want to do that.
Right.
But we're also heading towards where somebody had a lot of ventilation added to them.
Heading into danger, into unprecedented danger that has never before befallen Redfield. Yes. Many unprecedented things. Not only this, but a tile draw not happening, also unprecedented. And I'm sure there'll be absolutely zero fallout from that at all when you get back.
I said it in chat. Eddie's new profession is called Fizzle.
Fizzle?
He's a fizzler. You said the tiles fizzled.
They did fizzle.
Yes.
Eo, did you get your chainmail?
Mm-hmm.
Yes? Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. All right.
I want everyone to know how good I was by not equipping 3 sets of chainmail. Rather, how good Eddie was. I wasn't tempted at all. This is Eddie we're talking about.
But wouldn't it have been heavy and uncomfortable?
Also harder to poke him.
Mm-hmm.
He now knows what it's like to be covered in blood. He would like to not experience that again. And since he is the closest repository of blood to him.
He doesn't want to see his own blood.
He would prefer not to.
I mean, that's fair. That's valid.
The player does not want this to become a phobia or running gag. The player wants Eddie to grow out of this very quickly. But this has not happened yet. And the player is now worried that having voiced this out loud for all to hear, specifically a specific GM.
I am not evil cackling.
No, I've heard your evil cackle. This is several levels below that. It is a precursor.
It is the serene GM smile.
Yes.
In audio format.
Control C. And then I go.
Yes, you can copy characters from one map to another, but you will need to activate that map for us to see what you've done.
Right, but where'd they all go? Because I copied
wherever 10. You clicked before pasting.
Oh, they stacked for some reason. Interesting.
Oh. Get off my shoulders! Off my shoulders! Why is the horse on my shoulders?
You're supposed to be riding the horse, not carrying the horse.
Why does the horse look like a rat centaur? If this episode is just something that we end up naming, we made Beth laugh. I'm okay with it.
Oops. Sorry.
Why? Exactly.
Just waiting for Ellie to get back to keyboard here.
I also need food. One moment.
I can pause the recording briefly.
Yeah, let's do that.
The bad news is I clicked the studio mode button instead of the start recording button. So that antic did not get recorded for posterity. You'll just have to imagine what it was, dear listeners.
Alas.
But I'm recording now.
Well, it's good that we're back from our very short 5-minute break.
Uh-huh.
Welcome back, everyone.
I had time to get a few things done.
So we're going to get right into it. You set out from Redfield Town Center to head west to find out what possibly could be going on, and having caused the death of the former Captain of the Guard, Harleth, in a traumatic fashion, leaving blood all over your poor little healer's front tunic there for a moment until I believe
hopefully there was some washing.
I believe it was prestidigitation.
Yeah. I think I did that one.
I think you did. I think you did. You travel most of part of that night and then camp in a camp. You stay at a farmhouse that is, whose attendees are back in the town center, as is most of the farmhouses you are coming across as you travel. On the second afternoon of travel, however, something is about to happen.
Everyone roll initiative. Well, no, wait.
prior to everyone rolling initiative, you are all very surprised when none of you have been involved in any real true combat before. So this is, very harrowing experience when out of nowhere you see this insecure guard up front here, as long as this cowardly guard up front here.
We can't see their designations. Oh, no. You have to fix the tokens so that everyone can see them on mouse over.
Regardless, the one in the lead.
These two here in the lead, simultaneously get peppered with arrows that you cannot count quickly enough, and they are immediately deleted in bloody bags of blood and guts and gore. You hear chittering and laughter of some small-ish creatures from the forest line. I suppose I should pull a bunch of them onto the map so that when I click start combat,
they'll be there.
They'll be there, and we can have, we can have things such as, initiatives and whatnot. So I did have this all set up initially, but then we had to use this map for something else. But I will now just pull.
So help me if the sleepy goblin rolls well for initiative.
That's a lot of goblins.
So
TPK,
now,
TPK.
Hey, it could happen, but I doubt.
I know.
it's okay. There might be an elf barbarian who can help us.
Cinematically speaking, as this is your first combat, your battlefield awareness is per character is really going to be attuned down to your own personal level, because you've really never been in a life or death situation before. So just keep that in mind. Now, I believe there's a way I could just roll initiative for everyone, isn't there?
If you select all the characters by clicking and dragging over the whole thing,
yeah,
you can then right-click on one of the characters and click on the cross swords to enter combat. And now that you've done that, when you go to the cross swords over on the right-hand side, you have buttons to roll for the NPCs or roll for everyone. I'm going to click for Eddie, though.
Roll for all the NPCs.
Every one of those was represented by a D20 rolling across my screen. That's a lot of dice.
Let's see if this works properly. Oh, good. Yes, it is working properly.
This will be our first proper combat.
Good news, everyone. The healer's going last.
Hey.
You are seriously going last. Nice knowing you.
Is there a... is it just there on the right-hand side? Is that the only place I tell where everything goes? Okay.
Yeah, all the combat tracking happens in that one tab. So you've got the button to start combat and progress through to mark off who's currently.
All right. So why is this dude first when he doesn't have the highest one?
You have him selected.
Down at the bottom, there should be arrows to the left and right that you can use to go up and down the initiative order.
Aha. Okay. All right.
I like the aesthetics of this initiative tracker, by the way.
It looks like
the multicolored square and circle.
Oh, that, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I don't like that short bow attack, though.
Well, I'm going to attempt to attack and roll.
Attack that goblin. They said bad things about you.
So I targeted the trusting guard and rolled attack.
It doesn't show who was targeted.
Both foundry. Attack. Normal.
Oh.
A trusting
guard. I like the first
guard.
Roll better.
Yeah.
First roll was a 16. This is a 19.
Does a little bit of damage to the trusting guard. Takes an arrow out of nowhere. Arrowed.
To the knee?
Oh, no, his knee.
We went the same place. Same place.
That's where the arrow went, too.
Obviously. So QED.
Must be an easier way to do this than the way I'm doing it, but maybe there's not.
You go to the next one and you click for them. The only other thing that would be easier is if there are horde rules.
But I got to open up the character sheet for each one.
Well, click to target. Be fair, if for all the goblins that are using the same stat block, you can just keep using the same button.
Oh, okay. I didn't realize that. Well, then I will. I thought it was per goblin differently, but
Frost up any ammo that you've got, but
until they run out of torches,
then you'll have to pick a new one.
I don't believe Paul has heard that episode.
Yes, please roll to attack. I would like you to roll to attack, please.
Don't forget the pop-up where you have to pick things. Sometimes shows up behind the character.
Gravy, gravy, gravy.
What is the 8? Is that my hit points? My hit points.
Well, okay, I'm annoyed. So playful goblin is passing his turn because I'm annoyed with him. Let's see what happens with the sleepy goblin.
The playful goblin had a deck of cards out
because he was doing something. As is that one. The goblin captain
is enraged.
Apparently, what does he do? Oh, he has a short bow too. He's going to target that guy there, and I'm going to click short bow, and not letting me do the thing.
What do you want to do with the goblin captain?
I want to short bow the curious guard with the goblin captain, and it will not let me. I am fighting with Foundry.
Maybe you shouldn't let me roll. That was a 19 for 23.
Right. Am I clicking on the right? Should be clicking on the +4 to hit.
I clicked on the +4 to hit. That was behind Shorpo, but mechanically it's similar. It's the same as the scimitar one or whatever. I've heard it pronounced both ways. And you do get that pop-up, but I had dragged the character sheet over to the side before I clicked the +4. I could see it.
I am not getting said pop-up is my problem. I apologize.
With Foundry. Everyone take a drink.
Man.
And you know what? Now I'm not getting it either.
Huh.
I got it once.
That's weird.
Then I close the character sheet, open it again, and I can click on it and get it again. But I have to close the character sheet each time.
Rolled an 11.
At least you can double-click on the character in the initiative tracker to open their character sheet, as opposed to finding them on the map and double-clicking on them.
And the curious guard, I believe, gets hit.
What happens when you don't have enough armor?
We'll apply said damage to curious guard. All right, where are we in the initiative tracker? Go back over, click off of that, click onto this. We go to...
This wouldn't be so bad if the goblins hadn't all rolled really well and the rest of us rolled really badly.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
So this goblin ambusher...
I rolled a 16. That's not that bad. Gendira rolled a 17.
Don't blame me. I have the aware talent.
Ah, it adds to your initiative.
I can't roll below a 10 on the die.
I'm just over here looking at my 6.
All right. We had a goblin miss, said trusting guard.
Hooray!
And next, the ambitious goblin attacking the curious guard. Roll plus 4. Roll. I believe misses as well. No hits on the dots. Exactly. For some... Yes, I gotta close the... Close and reopen it every time I want to roll something from it. That is... That's a lot of damage. Apply to said curious guard. Some of these guardsmen are not looking too happy. Finally,
obviously, they weren't high enough level.
They were just mere guardsmen. The thankful guard gets to go next. Finally, we get some of the guardsmen to travel here. All right.
Eddie's going to change his religion to the god of action economy. Because he thinks that he pissed that god off somehow.
Almost 19.
Oh, that's a 9.
But not enough to hit the goblin. He will, though... move up some. We get this guy who just got shot at and
is probably a tad put out.
Is a tad put out and will attempt to use his scimitar with a natural 20.
Oh dear.
Oh dear.
Go, go guard.
He sent the elites.
Gotta reopen the character sheet, hit the damage, hit critical.
Oh, jeez.
Rolled extremely poorly, and the thankful guard is very thankful that the damage rolled was very poor. Jandira, you see all these arrows coming at the guardsmen from all sorts of different angles.
Yes.
What do you do?
Well, although Jandira is used to being in precarious situations, this is the first time she's actually been in a fight with anything other than bees. So her instinct is to, first, she kind of wants to get out of the way of the arrows.
That seems to be a
second,
good instinct.
She is going for the person she can see actually. These arrows are coming from everywhere, but there's a guy with a sword.
There is, you can tell there was a melee going on not too many feet from you, Bert. Yes, one of these little green leathery creatures that you've never seen before has a wickedly curved blade and has just taken a slice at said guardsman. Yes.
Okay. Well, Jandira is going to move over here and in the process take a swipe at the goblin with the scimitar.
I'm sorry, say again?
Jandira is moving over next to whichever guard that is, thankful guard.
Thankful guard.
And is going to take a swipe at the goblin with the scimitar. She's also not coincidentally putting the goblin between her and the rest of the arrows.
And by all means, please take a swipe at the defiant goblin. Yes, I hear an O.
When you hit and roll damage, you started your turn within 5 feet of me, right? So you get a bonus.
Yes. Okay, cool. Well, let's hope I hit and do damage.
That's a high roll.
Oh, but I didn't have it targeted. So.
I will accept the rule regardless.
And because I don't have disadvantage, and there's another enemy within 5 feet of it, I get to do sneak attack. What is my additional damage?
It looks like my proficiency bonus, so plus two.
Okay, plus two. Plus
every little one. Bit helps. Six.
You take a nice little chunk out of the Defiant Goblin to the point of 13 points of damage. Jindir, you use which weapon were you using? Your dagger?
Daggers, yeah.
You came over there with your daggers, and how do you want this to look?
Slicey dicey.
Like it was an accident.
Sorry.
I mean, I do like that, but no, she's going to fling herself across the, like, between the goblin and the guard.
Yeah.
And drag her knife across the goblin's throat.
And as you do so, the knife bites into the creature's throat, blood spurting out, and we have a... Yes, please delete the token. Yes, we've deleted that token. Yes.
My character is all the way over here. That blood is hopefully not on me.
Yes.
For change.
I do not know how much blood pressure that particular goblin had.
Oh,
it's rapidly going to zero.
The presumption is that all blood is highly pressurized. So if there are fountains of blood, it's going to be a fountain of blood like a Kurosawa film. Okay, so
that's how goblins are.
Yes,
right.
As someone whose wife was a dialysis patient, I could tell you stories.
I'm sure.
As someone who is a current dialysis patient, I could tell you stories.
Jindir, do you have any more actions you wish to take?
I am looking at the aftermath of some of those stories. I'm thinking I need to get my bleach wipes out. She is going to turn to the guard and put her hand on his arm and say, "Are you all right?"
Oh, that was amazing. Thank you, says the thankful guard.
And that's going to be the end of my turn.
All right. We move on to the suspicious guard, who was the one all the way in the back. He had a feeling something like this was going to happen. He's going to take a little step here and target one of these goblins downrange and attempt to retaliate with the ranged attack. A 7, I don't think, will be enough. It is not enough to hit. So the suspicious guard misses his retaliation. This brings us to V, and then immediately followed by V familiar. So V, you are next.
Okay. In that case, I need to figure out how to do these things.
I misheard Paul. It sounded like after all those characters that Paul was controlled, Paul said, "And that takes us to me." And I thought, more of the same. But no, Paul was saying V. Totally different.
Okay.
I wasn't being saying V.
I was hearing Boo Earns.
You could take a luck point for that.
Yes.
I see a template.
Let me color spray.
Ooh, color spray. How fun.
If I remember how that works, roll how many d10? 8d10. And that's how many hit points worth of creatures it can affect. Unfortunately, I can only target two of them right now because I'm just doing that like right past your ear there, Tath.
It kind of looks like you're targeting the suspicious guard.
They knew you would backstab them.
In the chat log, it looks like that, unless I'm reading it wrong.
I don't see any click on the suspicious guard. It just looks like the suspicious guard attacked someone and then failed.
Yeah.
Regardless, it's up to the GM to assign damage points, so it doesn't matter if it's saying you're targeting somebody else's. so long as the numbers match.
Oh, okay. Oh, no. It's because I was... All right.
56 worth hit points worth of creatures.
Okay, so in that colored grid there, which is definitely...
A creature's hit points must be equal to or less than the remaining total... Start with creature has lowest hit points. Each creature affected by this spell is blinded until the spell ends.
Okay, so both these creatures have less hit points than what you rolled. So and they are
probably their total together are also less than 56.
Yes, their total together is much less. It's not even half of 56.
Yeah.
So they're blinding. They become blinded.
That's what the thing says. Don't ask me. I don't know. Color spray. Oh, nice. You can just say color spray.
Yep. So they have been
color spray. Attack rolls against them have advantage, and a blinded creature's attack rolls have disadvantage.
Wow. Yeah, there's some good crowd control there. Do you have any other actions you wish to take?
I would like to do a bonus action.
Okay.
And I'm going to use Bardic Inspiration.
Okay.
On my familiar. No. Tath.
On Tath.
Yeah. Okay. Let's see if I can target Tath here. I don't know if it allows me to do that or not.
Tath is very inspired by seeing whatever that was.
Thank you. Thank you.
Beth, why don't you take a moment and describe to us how this spell manifested from you in this moment?
Well, the color, color spray was probably accompanied by a blast on her instrument, which she has had out because she always has it out and is usually practicing the fingering on it and flinging of a hand and all that good stuff. And the Bardic Inspiration.
Remind everybody what instrument that is.
It's an ocarina.
Thank you.
No one knows where she got it. They're all very concerned.
It was buried in the backyard with the others.
And I am apparently granting 6 inspiration or whatever. I don't know what it told me to roll. I rolled to Tath. Tath has a 6 on whatever that is. I can't select Tath. I don't understand.
Bardic Inspiration.
Whatever the 6 does, Tath has it.
I have to lean closer to my screen to read this. You can inspire others, performance, as well as action. You can choose creatures once every 10 minutes.
Oh, you can use you get to roll the die. All right. Well, I like the 6. I mean, you can have this. Once can I just give them the 6?
Creature can roll a die and add that number roll to one ability check, attack roll, or save that it makes. That's about it. I'll allow for this combat to keep that 6.
You have a 6 to use wherever you want.
Unless Tath wishes the autonomy to make the roll themselves.
No, it's fine.
Okay. All right. Any other actions for V?
That's one action, one bonus action, and probably another blast on the ocarina that is in a mysterious code that will cause her familiar to do something.
All right, that takes us to V's familiar.
Okay, V's familiar is like a small beast and has absolutely nothing it can do, and therefore what it wants to do is it is looking for a place to hide, which is probably currently right behind V.
Okay. Moving on to the Curious Guard.
Because if it flies, it might get shot.
Curious Guard, who is extremely...
has learned more than they wanted to know.
Extremely unhealthy. To the point of appearing to be on death's door. He's going to... that's a reaction. A friendly creature. He's going to take out his spear and take a a 5 foot step back to kind of try to create a spear wall of sorts here, even though he is horribly, horribly injured. We will go to Cruel Goblin, seeing this. Just saw V do some magic-y sort of stuff.
And see lights, color spray.
Yeah.
Glitter dust. Sorry.
I'm sorry, I'm having a moment here. The visual arts teacher, it has concerns.
They just threw glitter in people's eyes?
It said something in the language that I don't think any of you understand. And then
language
makes a roll to hit. And I believe hits V.
And I'm dead. That's a criffing 20. Dirty that 20.
That is a dirty 20.
Nice knowing you all.
How many hit points do you have?
8.
Not anymore.
Bye-bye. That's with wearing my... Yeah, it's a dirty 20. Oh, I have half of them left.
You're only...
Do you want to click apply or do you want me to click apply?
You have to click apply because I don't have an apply roll.
I will click apply. All right. So you take it... Those of you in the immediate surrounding, so see your patriot... take an arrow to the left shoulder, because that is where all heroes get their first wound, is to the left shoulder. And
unless they're left-handed, then it's the right shoulder.
Then it's the right shoulder. But I've not been told otherwise, so I will go with left shoulder.
V would be more sinister if it was... If... Never mind.
And it moves up a few feet. Then comes to the trusting guard. The trusting guard, seeing what's going on over here, will move to intercept said cruel goblin and attack said cruel goblin with a spear.
Okay, he also started within 5 feet of me, so he gets a bonus.
To hit or onto damage?
To damage, if he hits.
If he hits. All right, so let's see.
Oh, I should have that equipped. He missed.
Just barely missed. These little creatures are very nimble. They're very speedy. They dart around a little, so just kind of just barely misses though. So moving onward, Path.
Path lift their hands up and does something that kind of shimmers a bit, and they are holding a flag. And they plant the flag down and raise their voice and yell, "Come on, you little green bastards! Me if you think you can!"
Love it. And what is it? Go ahead. Continue.
That flag is their war banner, so that is an action, and it summons a war banner, which goes in a location, and I am figuring out how to draw that on the map.
Okay.
Let's see. There is a draw proportionally alt click and drag. Okay, so that's 5 feet, 10 feet. Whoa, that's way too many feet. I need to zoom out. 1, 2, 3.
Okay.
And do you see the ellipse?
I see a circle, yes.
Excellent. That is the area of the war banner.
Okay.
And the war banner is a banner of mercy. So it has 10 hit points, and when I or a friendly creature within the banner's range take damage, I can make the banner take the damage instead.
Oh, nice.
How many times per round can you do that? Just as until it goes away?
Until it goes away.
Oh, that's awesome. Okay.
Should I make a roll or anything to try to taunt goblins?
If you want to take an action to try taunt them to attack you, you certainly can. If there's something else you wish to do, you
no, that was can. My action.
Okay.
So you think taunting would be a bonus, or?
I was hoping that if I was just saying things, it wouldn't be an action. But if it's an action, I can't roll anything else.
Okay. Do you have any other bonus or movement actions that you can? Okay. All right. All right.
I'm standing here with my glowing flag, trying to look challenging.
Soren Vale goes next. He gives both you and gives V a look and a nod, and as he goes running by you, he says to you, Tath, "Not bad, kid." And faster than you would think, you see him dart over here. His blade comes out, and before you could even pretty much draw a breath, these three goblins are in one swing beheaded.
Oh no, he's Gowrie.
No, he just has lots of levels that you don't have, and
To be Gowrie, he'd have to have the sword go halfway through a tree, and then he would pull it through the rest of the way in his next attack.
From a dead stop. Yes. From a dead stop. So that would be his, I'll make that his full action. But that was three goblins with one swing. The tides are turning a little bit. We're still in round one. We're going to, Eddie still hasn't gone. We have a mischievous goblin left. This mischievous goblin will come up and now in this game, are there attacks of opportunity, or is it like 5e where they have to have a reaction specialization for
it? You don't need a specialization for it. If you have not used your reaction yet that turn, you could do an attack of opportunity as soon as someone who was within melee range is no longer within melee range.
But it looks like that goblin only entered melee range and then moved within the melee range of people.
Okay, so the trusting guard wouldn't get a attack for moving past him there?
No.
A little bit? All right, I was trying to help you. But, okay.
Oh, well.
Tath, your bravado and flourishing statements has the mischievous guard feeling pretty mischievous, and it will attempt to attack you.
For the record, Paul meant mischievous goblin. Although the goblin could be guarding something.
True, it might be a goblin guard.
Did I say guard? I'm sorry.
Yes.
You said guard. I'm just making sure anyone listening to this does not think that a guard suddenly turned traitor and is attacking Tath. The guard was actually two goblins.
Yeah, trench coat.
A chainmail trench coat.
Dun, dun, dun.
All right. Rolling to hit Tath, who I believe I have targeted. I don't think that's going to be enough.
Nope.
So.
Some people actually have, well, dirty 20s are always a problem.
Dirty 20s are a problem, indeed. And that happens sometimes. Eddie!
Hey! So, first things first, I am about to press the long rest button because haven't been hit, haven't done anything, but I want to make sure that how it's listing my spell slots is accurate. Mm-hmm. But I'm saying that out loud because we just saw a pop-up for that. And bear with me here. Okay. Yep, it looks like that's accurate. All right, so next up, question for the GM.
Yeah.
In 5e, the way spellcasting rules are, and I looked it up, this is also true for Tales of Tol'Varin, this is not a rule they've changed. If you are casting, unless you have a certain feat to do something special, if you are casting a spell that's first level or higher, Tales of Tol'Varin says circles, but same difference, as an action, you can't cast a spell that's first level or higher as a bonus action. It's if you're casting a powerful spell, you can only do it once per turn.
Okay.
Cantrips are another story.
Okay.
In my games, I house ruled it to say, I'm just going to ignore that that rule because it's funny to see someone cast Fireball twice in the same turn.
I only did that once.
You did it once and it was hilarious. I loved it.
Whichever way you go with it will be the same way the enemies will go with it moving forward.
This is why I'm asking you to make that decision. Do you want to go with my house rule or do you want to go with rules as written?
I will leave it to the players. Do you want to give the evil, munificent GM Paul, the ability to cast multiple high-level spells per spellcaster per round
against you? You would still be limited to the action economy of the other spell you're casting would have to be a bonus action unless you've got something like hasted applied or you're a sorcerer that's spending points.
It does not do that.
Well, I'm misremembering for that part. However, because I kind of wanted to cast two different healing spells. But oh well. So Eddie is going to cast, if I can actually get this to work. I see what's going on. I have, I moved my character sheet out to another window. So I was double clicking on Eddie to open his character sheet, but it was already open. But nothing was happening because it was already open. Just in another window. Fine. Be that way. I am going to cast Cure Wounds on V.
Thank you.
If I was saying, hey, that'd be a good idea, I'm going to cast two level one spells in the same turn, I'd be casting Cure Wounds on one character and Healing Word on another. And I'm saying this as I'm fighting with Foundry to get this spell to work because it's not giving me an option to actually cast it. I'm doing this wrong. Oh. Main tab.
You have to click on cast in the main tab.
Yes. I was looking everywhere but the main tab. So, Cure Wounds. Cast. Oh, I did it wrong. No, I didn't. Well, I'm glad. I rolled a 1, but I still top you off completely, V.
That's good.
Beauty of level 1 magic.
Do I click? How do I apply it to myself? Well, I guess I just fix it on
edit your
the
hit
thing.
Points, I guess.
You can fix it on the...
Fixed.
And I believe Yay! I can Thank do you. A cantrip now, unless I'm misremembering that. I can't do cast the cantrips two level come one under, spells, but I can
the
do a cantrip, I think.
Appear to be on bonus action, yes.
Yeah. Oh.
Or at least some of them are.
No, I screwed up. I screwed up my action economy thing. I'm not going to do backsies. I'm not going to do take backs.
Okay.
I healed V. I don't have a bonus action I can use right now, actually. So that's my turn.
All right.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Sleepy Guard, Sleepy Goblin is blinded and draws its scimitar and flails around a little bit and ends up here. That's all it does because it is blinded. Pessimistic Guard. Similarly, Goblin. Draws its scimitar.
Goblin.
And
Garblin.
Am I saying guard again? I'm
yes.
So sorry.
No, we'll just
In your
tease
defense,
you.
They both begin with G.
Mm-hmm. They do both begin with G. All right. And come on. All right. The enraged Goblin Captain, having seen what's just happened to his left, is going to use a bonus action for all the good that's going to do him. And say, get that one. The Goblin Captain points at a target and calls out to a friendly goblin that can see. So it fails its bonus action because the goblin that he tries to, which you can't see, because goblins are not very smart. But
you didn't realize that, obviously.
Goblin, the darnest thing, you see this goblin after just watching Sora Vale behead three goblins in one swing. This goblin charges right up to him and attempts to attack him.
That's a mighty 13.
Is a mighty 13. And actually does a smidgen of damage.
Dun, dun, dun.
I apparently didn't put armor on him like I should have. Oh, well.
Oops.
Is it just not equipped armor, or?
I don't remember.
Oh, yeah, his armor isn't equipped. Is he also using a shield? He has a shield. Is he using it?
Scimitar. I thought the chainmail was equipped.
I just equipped it.
Okay. Yeah, equip the shield.
Yeah. So, yeah, that 13 would not have hit.
Yeah, okay, so we check those other guards that are still left alive real quick as I go
will do through
these goblins. Thank you.
The guards are all using NPC character sheets, so their armor class is built in.
Okay,
Soren, you built special, so...
Soren, I did build specialist. All right, moving on to the ambitious goblin. This goblin is ambitious, and he sees a target. Prime for his ambitions.
And that target is way off there in the woods in that direction where we aren't. I'm just trying to help.
A 3 will miss. Thankful guard. Not super. We'll move inside that circle to try to strike the cruel goblin. With his spear. An 18 should definitely be enough to hit.
One would hope.
Close. 5 damage on the dice. Apply that to 6 damage to the goblin. Goblin takes a mighty stab through its chest, but is still somewhat breathing. Next up, Jandira.
Jandira is not going to do the smartest thing.
Okay.
Jandira is going to... Which guard is this? Thankful? The one who just acted?
The one who just acted is thankful, yes.
Jandira is going to go under the legs of the thankful guard and come up with her dagger striking against the mischievous goblin.
Mischievous goblin. Okay. All right.
Yes.
To me, that looks like a flanking bonus, if there is such a thing in this system.
No, not unless you have pack tactics.
Yeah, I don't think there's any flanking bonus, but I do get my sneak attack bonus damage if I hit.
Okay.
Ah, right. Scroll up.
14 on the die for 19.
That will hit.
Not equals.
Take a good old chunk out of that mischievous guard. Goblin, sorry.
The goblin was actually a guard wearing a goblin mask.
It is bloodied. Do you have any other actions you wish to take or you're able to take?
No.
Coming up is this suspicious guard. Still being quite suspicious. Is not doing that for some reason. Is going here. And is suspicious of this one goblin who is not coming closer, so we'll attempt to meh. Hey, 18 on the die.
Or a 21.
Definitely enough to do some damage. All right. Ambitious goblin takes a couple of hit points of damage. Right. Next up, we've got V. You are in a somewhat target-rich environment at the moment, and they're really close. These little things, they barely come up to your waist. Big, floppy ears, sharp, pointy, nasty teeth. Look at the bones.
Reach out and touch someone.
V casts Holy Hand Grenade.
Shocking Grasp.
Not
V is going to... One hand for the ocarina, and the other hand is going to do the worst boop. Will a 22 hit?
22 would hit, yes.
I get to roll the damage. I can't actually select anything to roll the damage on. That's very strange. Oh, well.
You're attacking the mischievous?
Yep. I'm attacking the one just south of me.
So
that's normal.
Damage, and then Paul can select the character and click apply.
I assume it's not crit because it's a dirty 20.
Yeah.
Wait, I seem to have accidentally... Oh, that's an 11. What?
I think... Paul, did you also roll for V?
I was trying to... It looked like the ambitious goblin was targeted, so I was trying to untarget it, is what I was trying to do.
Oh.
But how much damage...
Did I roll there? Another time and third time's the charm?
Okay. Do it. Huh?
Third time's the charm, so that way I'll know which one it actually is. I can't actually. It seems to have already vanished, so... Oh, no, there it is. Okay, I'm rolling a normal roll. 5. No, 1! I hate both of those. Okay, take the 1.
Why is it rolling twice each time?
Why is it not letting me open the character sheet?
I don't know. Hello, little
kitten. Which character sheet are you trying to open?
The goblin to the immediate south of V.
The mischievous goblin? I opened it.
I believe so, yes.
So how much damage do you want to apply to it?
Scroll. I think 5.
All right.
How does V want to do this?
I mean, probably the way where the lightning arcs from her hands at the worst boop and you know, may believe with the after image that you have seen their internal skeleton briefly as all of that electricity goes through and then they just, you know, fall over smoking gently.
That could be useful for diagnosing breaks after, actually, no, that kills people. That would not be useful.
I think I need to reload in to Foundry.
Oh. Possible.
You want a quick hit pause real quick?
Well, we have been playing for just over an hour.
All right, V, do you have any other actions?
Well, that was my action. That was Shocking Grasp.
Uh-huh.
How many times can I grant more than one bardic inspiration to somebody else at a time, or... Tath still has it. It'll be fine.
You can grant one per turn, but you can have as many active as you have inspirations available, I think.
I think that sounds right.
I'm going to... Let's see, who we got around? Well, there's a guard right next to me on the other side, so, you know, I think that guard could use a little bit of inspiring, too.
This one right here?
The one to my lower right. Yes, that one right there.
Yeah, that would be the trusting guard.
Trust in me. I will let the guard roll for any inspiration stuff.
That
another 6.
Awesome.
Now all there's right. Another 6 there waiting to be used.
All right. Okay. Anything else?
That's my action and my bonus.
V's familiar.
Beast Familiar is not actually allowed to attack much of anything, but there is something that it can do. How far can it go? How far can it move?
Peach, 30 feet? Back.
Hmm?
It says 30 feet.
Oh, well. It's going to go over here. It's going to sneak up behind the color-sprayed gobbo there.
Go for the eyes! Wait, wrong familiar. Wrong animal companion.
Yep. Afraid so. How long does it last?
Will it be doing anything after it sneaks up?
No.
Okay. All right, then. That goes to Curious Guard, who is not doing too well. Curious Guard's going to take us a 5-foot step this way and kind of just, again, set his spear. And then we get this cruel goblin.
Make a suggestion?
Yeah.
Before we end Curious Card's turn.
Okay.
Curious Card can take the dodge action.
The dodge action?
Yeah, that...
All out defense?
Pretty much. Dodge. When you take the dodge action, you focus entirely on avoiding attacks. Until the start of your next turn, you make dex saves with advantage, and attack rolls against you have a disadvantage if you can see the attacker. That is pretty much the increase your defense action.
I don't see a way to to do that on the token or on the character sheet?
I think we can just say he's taking the dodge action.
Okay, he's taking a dodge action. All right. Moving forward to the cruel goblin. We'll attempt to strike out at the thankful guard in front of him.
Oh, dear. That's a nat
20. That is a natural 20.
They've been getting annoying luck. Oh, well.
Well, let's see what happens here. We got to...
These goblins could have been trying to hit typewriters over and over again. They would have gotten a spell book. But no.
Apparently.
They had to hit us.
Which one is thankful? The one right above it, or...
Yeah. The one right above it. So it is within the diameter of your banner.
Oh, the banner!
It would be 5 damage that the crit would amount to. I don't know how 2d6 plus 2 comes to 5. Okay. All right, so 2d6 plus 2 equal to 5. So it would be 5 points of critical damage that would otherwise probably take out said thankful guard.
But they're very thankful for that banner.
Does that banner work automatically? Or do you have to do something? Or do you have to choose to take the damage, EO?
Oh, sorry. What happened?
So
someone within the circle's taking 5 damage.
Oh, the flag takes the damage. Yes, the flag will take the 5 damage.
All right, so please apply 5 damage to your flag.
I do not have something with which to do that.
Paul has said combat's okay, probably going to be wrapping up soon, so we'll just remember that.
Yeah.
Remember that. All right. And Guard is going to attempt to stab said cruel goblin as well, since it's already damaged, with a spear and an attack. A 4 will not be enough on the die, unfortunately.
Ooh.
This brings us to one of our heroes, Tath.
Tath is going to draw... Why can't I move?
Remember, it's WASD.
No, it's not. I was on the select targets. Tath is going... Why have I been moved?
It moved you forwards and then back again.
I didn't move me that direction.
Okay.
Anyway.
Tath might have been draws... Paul checking to see your character was frozen somehow.
Long sword and closes with this sleepy goblin who I am going to target.
Yes. Do it.
And I believe I have... Why did use not do anything?
It should have given you a pop-up.
It did not.
Of course, I just stole sheep and from color again.
Hey, remember when we were fighting with Foundry every session and then we stopped that 5e game and we didn't fight with Foundry every session after that? And now we're doing 5e again? And we have different fights?
Why does it say I'm dead?
What?
I do not know why that got added to your character. That's fascinating.
Should not be added to your character sheet.
Who put that on me?
Not me. It still says you have 17 hit points, so that's you're not dead.
You're definitely not dead yet.
I may have accidentally clicked on something. Fine. I apologize, but it looks like it's not on you anymore. I must have accidentally clicked something. I totally apologize. I'm so sorry.
It's all right. Okay. I have advantage because this one is blinded.
Oh, you definitely hit
him. So I will do my slashing damage. I have done 6 points of slashing damage to the sleepy goblin.
You have taken it in half. Down to half damage. It is not looking too happy, and it is now flailing and sleepy and blinded. Anything else that you are able to or choose to do with your action or Tath?
Nope.
All right. Soren, after evading the attack of the goblin captain. Come on, character sheet. Please open for me. Pretty, please open for me.
Are you...
There we go. Okay. Yeah. All right. Any of you who happen to be looking that way, see Soren take a series of multiple swings at this goblin, and then starts moving away in this direction, seemingly leaving the goblin to its own devices. Then half a second later, both arms and one leg fall off the goblin simultaneously as it falls over dead. Yes, please.
Why are you walking away? You're already dead.
Yeah.
Goodbye, Goblin Anakin.
Pretty much. And he'll
yes, but here. That means that goblin's going to come back later as the trusted lieutenant of the big bad.
Yeah, well.
Don't give away my plot points. all right. Eddie.
Hey, it's Eddie time, and I have figured out the action economy. So I am going to go over here, and I am going to cast Healing Word on the Thankful Guard, because the Curious Guard has taken more damage, but the Thankful Guard is prime pincushion material right now. So right now, yes. Consume spell slot. This will be my last spell. Rolling. Well, it'll be my last spell level. Spell slot, rather.
Six.
So 6 points.
Applied to the Thankful Guard. He's feeling much better. Thank you.
And I have healed more with Healing Word than Cure Wounds.
That's okay.
And I talked over you, Paul.
No, the Thankful Guard is most thankful for his healing from you.
All right. But there is another ability I have. For I have used a first level spell. Yes.
Another ability.
Yes.
Okay. There was another.
I have a bonus action. That is a cantrip.
Do it.
Nice.
I am going to cast Sacred Flame.
Dun, dun, dun. What's that do?
Well, the cruel goblin is going to need to make a DC 13 dexterity saving throw.
Oh, no. Do you have him targeted? Or do I just target?
If you click on the... There you go.
12 on the die might just do it.
Yep, he made it. So it's a cantrip, so that means it fizzles. If he had rolled one less, I would get to roll some damage. But
do you wish... So how important, Crash, is succeeding at this endeavor to Eddie in this moment?
Eddie has seen more people die today than he has ever seen dead for whatever reason in his life so far.
What would Eddie be willing to give up in order to succeed at this action?
One luck point.
How about something non-renewable? Something a little bit more, you know...
Hit points?
Something a little bit more along a role-playing line. Something to, you know, to perhaps entreat a deity or the fates of something. Like perhaps, I don't want to lead you too much down the primrose path, but
role-playing wise, if we're going to do some table talk about this, Eddie is only just now realizing that he can cast spells. He is going to be unpacking this after the adrenaline rush is over. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure he's ready to give anything up.
Okay.
That's going to be after some reflection about this. Perhaps that might be a discussion. Maybe if someone makes a good argument about being a patron, he's willing to multi-class. But we're not doing that now.
Yeah, wasn't thinking about that. Okay. So using the luck point rules, luck point doesn't help me. Okay. Then.
Yeah.
All right.
Luck I can spend to add to my rolls, but this was the goblin's roll.
This was goblin's roll, so you can't use it to like raise DC by one. Okay. All right. Anything else?
I can't lose raise difficulty with this. What's that?
Anything else you have going on this action?
Nope, I moved action, bonus action.
Right. Poor, blinded, sleepy goblin.
Are you sure it's not three dwarves in a trench coat?
It might be at this point. It's going to try to swing at whatever's in front of it, and I'm going to swing with disadvantage when I do so. I believe that attack Tath misses you.
Correct.
All right. Beth, that color spray right in the first round, though, really, you know, came through for sure.
Mm-hmm. Why you do?
Pessimistic guard. Goblin, not guard. Is likewise fumbling around. Doesn't even realize it is surrounded. It is kind of flailing around wildly. The ambitious goblin. I have to click off. Foundry, stop.
Morale roll yet? Run away? Break and run?
As the goblin captain had... yes, that was where I was going. Since the goblin captain has was seen to have been defeated...
They went to pieces.
Yes.
They were disarmed.
Two pieces. I want to roll private to game master. Normal.
That's certainly one of the rules of all time.
That is a rule of all time. So this goblin having ambitions other than dying today, full on exits Yon map.
They would rather sing.
They full on leave the map.
Run away.
Thankful guard has a chance to show his thanks by spearing said goblin in front of him. Will it be enough with a 10 on the die to the cruel goblin's AC of 15? No, it is not enough. Jindira, you are in a somewhat target-rich environment. You got one on each side of you. They both look equally damaged.
All things being equal, Jindira is going to go after the cruel goblin behind her.
All right.
So she's going to reverse her dagger in her grip and just drive it back.
Oh, do it. Come on. Not 20. Do it.
Oh, I shouldn't have closed my character sheet.
Oh. Run, Jindira.
That's really interesting. I'm scrolling up to find my dagger.
I think a 15 on the die will do it. That's a dirty 20. 20.
Beautiful bean footage. Let's go. That's 13 points of damage.
You reverse grip and you drive that dagger right through the thing's throat, and it is deleted in a fountain of blood, and you've got blood all over you now too, even more than you did before. Do you have any other actions or bonus actions or movements that you wish to do?
No, she's looking kind of wild-eyed, like she's actually enjoying being in combat. She has no other actions.
All right. Thank you. And the said suspicious guard is still suspicious. Is going to come around to this side. Can he make it all the way?
Easily.
He can't. And he will attempt to. He will attempt to.
Nat one.
Rolled a one.
I think he missed.
That would definitely be a critical miss.
His arm falls off.
Yeah. He goes to thrust with the spear, and the spear goes flying out of his hands. These things happen. But that brings us to V.
V is going to time this in order to do a thing.
Not a thing.
A thing.
A thing known as when you cast a spell with a range of touch, your familiar can deliver the spell as if it had cast the spell. It must be within 100 feet to do so and must use its reaction to deliver the spell when I cast it. If it requires an attack roll, I use my attack modifier for the roll.
All right.
Therefore, what is going to happen is the Peck of Zap.
Peck of Zap. That is enough to hit.
I'm rolling damage. I'm rolling normal damage.
That is
That's
max
an 8 on the
damage.
Die. Max damage.
And that is max damage to the pessimistic goblin, which nearly kills it. It is bloodied. It is not looking good. If it could even look at all, as it is blinded.
I suspect it is only mostly the kid dead. Is going to deblind it. I think it is probably going to be deblinded by being hit all those it times.
The spell doesn't say when the blinding ends. It just says until the spell ends.
Until the spell ends. And the effect is still on there.
We'll have to look that up afterwards. But hey!
It's an action to cast, but I don't see any other duration. That's a problem for future us.
Yes.
Problem for future us. And these guards are not too good at their jobs, and they keep missing.
The dice Taff, hate them.
The dice do hate them. They are rolling single digits almost every time. Taff, you got one right in front of you.
I have a long sword.
Yes, you do.
You might have two half goblins in front of you.
I did not do a good job.
Are you going to take a luck point, or do you have enough luck points that you could reroll?
I have that bardic inspiration.
You do have a bardic inspiration.
You have a bardic inspiration.
And V rolled a 6. So does that mean I have a 15?
That means you would have a 15, which would be enough to hit it on the nose.
Yay.
And continue to have the sword go through the nose and the rest of the skull.
Well, I did my maximum damage, so clearly what V did worked.
So Tath, through the inspirational ocarina playing of V, was able to smite yon goblin.
And whack its head off.
And whack its head off.
That's how you know they're dead.
That's how you know they're dead. Bringing up Soren, who immediately dispatches the last goblin. This will end combat.
V's familiar makes a very satisfied, smug little ka-cha and turns around to start sauntering back the way that, you know, back to its person.
And when it turns around to saunter back towards you, V, you happen to notice for just a moment that it turns around with bright eyes.
Well, of course. Of course. It is my bright-eyed one.
There is a nearby farmhouse for you all to hold up in this evening. You do have another full day of travel before getting out to fully, where you are intending to go.
We're going to have to bury some people.
You do have so the issues of two dead guardsmen and a pile of goblin bodies. And you also have to think about one did run away. So if you want to tell me the following things. One, how do you wish to deal with the dead guardsmen? Two, how do you wish to deal with the dead goblins? If you're doing anything special, setting watches as you sleep tonight at the local farmhouse before we wrap up. And three, subsection one or A, if there's anything in particular, Crash, that Eddie has and wants to use for the party while resting.
Eddie does have a magical item on him. The Red Field Refill, which, let's see if I can post a chat. There we go. This object appears to be a normal, unassuming clay jug with a cork stopper. Inside is a clear, cool, refreshing beverage that tastes different to each person who imbibes from it. The jug magically refills once the cork has been replaced. Upon taking a deep quaff of the Redfield refill, the drinker restores an amount of HP equal to a roll of 1d per level, plus any applicable con modifiers. This item can only be used outside of combat and only once per day per person. Eddie is definitely going to hand that to everyone who still has damage, which I think is just two people and both NPCs. I think Soren took a little bit of damage, and Curious Guard is on death's door.
Yeah. Curious Guard will definitely take a quaff of that, and thank you greatly. What is his hit die? I imagine the D8. Does he have a con modifier? He's a plus one.
And he's rolled. Filled up to full.
He's up to full. All right. The red full refill really came in handy there for this NPC guard. I'm sure. But that is, you know.
So do you think we should be like,
whose farmhouse is it?
This is a good question. Let me tab over to my tab with all of my notes. Give me one moment, please.
If Paul doesn't have a full backstory for every resident of this farm with extended relations and all their backstories, my immersion will be ruined.
Dude, don't go that far. I have a handful of names, yes, but not every single one. Bear with me. Where is
the joke is funnier here for me, considering how long you and I sat down writing up NPC character sheets.
Yes. This is the Aston farmhold that you're farmhouse that you are holding up in tonight, spelled A-E-S-T-O-N.
Aston. That's a city in my books.
Oh, how about that?
I imagine they frequently have to tell people it's pronounced Aston, the same way that people whose last name is Dumas have to tell people. Or Bouquet.
V is considering on the body disposal side, do you think that it would be more likely to cause them to stay away or to want to attack again if we take all these horrible little bodies and, like, I don't know, put them in a ring around the where we're staying to warn them off? Or would that just make them mad? Maybe we should lay them out respectfully.
Soren speaks up. Well, was about to speak up, but we'll obviously you can speak it first as you are a PC. You know, please.
I was just thinking that we should bury all of them.
I mean, we could leave them just, you know, respectfully, so they can take them back or something. I don't know.
Yeah, but then if they don't take them back, then the people at the farmhouse are gonna have to deal with.
Well, I tell you what. While you're burying them, why don't I cook dinner?
I missed the second half of that. I'm sorry, Ellie.
What? While you're burying them, why don't I cook dinner?
So the plan is to bury the guards and the goblins, and Jindira is going to cook dinner.
Separate holes.
Okay. If anybody needs small size scimitars, short bows, or arrows, they have them in plenty that you can stock up on these goblins. The fallen guardsmen didn't have, you know, had some spears and short bow, regular size short bows and arrows. If anybody needed to stock up on their supply as well.
I'm not sure I can even use any of those.
We have a cart that we're traveling with.
You're not traveling with a cart. You are traveling with horses though.
Okay.
Anything else? Let me just double check, see if there's anything else on their character sheets that might be of interest.
Oh, the other thing V will wind up doing is probably playing music to comfort allies as part of the long rest. Or do you have that one as well, Jandira? Comforts of home.
I have that one as well, but I was going to use cooking the meal.
That's fair. Can we both do it?
I don't see why not.
I don't see why not.
I would encourage us to add our temporary hit points to different characters.
I also
Yes.
Eddie, do you wish to say a few words over the fallen guardsman? Or do you not feel quite pious enough yet to do so?
Eddie will say some words, but didn't know the guards for very long, so doesn't have a whole lot to say. It's like the generic phrases that are said at every funeral.
Fair enough.
And a few that aren't said at funerals in particular, but Eddie hasn't gone to a lot of funerals.
Do you wish to set a guard this evening?
Oh, heck yeah.
Okay. Three watchmen. How do you wish to break those up? You've got four guardsmen plus Soren and yourselves.
Well, I can't be surprised.
How about Teth?
So I should definitely be one of them.
Who wants to go first watch? Give me two people.
Eddie will on to the first watch.
V and Eddie. I can watch.
Actually, I suggest that what we should do is we should put one PC on every watch and one guard or Soren.
Okay.
So V will take probably... V votes for the watch that ends in dawn, then.
The last watch.
Yeah, if Eddie's taking first watch, then V wants last.
So you can break it up into four watches. Then the last thing I'd like you each of the four of you to do for this evening, as you'll each be paired up with a guard, is to roll me a perception check.
Okay.
I can find that on this character sheet.
Or is it? Oh, is it in skills?
Main tab under skills, yes.
Nope. No, I don't like that perception roll. Yeah. There is one thing V also wants to do, which is have her familiar roost someplace that looks fairly... okay, it's not completely exposed, but it will absolutely, if someone is trying to sneak up on the farmhouse from some direction, they would... Either the bird will notice them or they will notice the bird.
It sleeps on top of the weather vane.
No. It needs to be down... Well, yeah, it might be on the weather vane, actually, but it's someplace that's not necessarily not visible for reasons.
Kath, did you roll a perception check, please?
I did. I don't like it.
No,
Taff. I saw V. Taff.
Oh, Taff. Sorry. You?
I'm looking for it.
It's in the list of skills over to the
main tab.
Left, over on the left on the main tab.
Okay.
Underneath the big shield.
Okay, each of you could take a luck point.
Oh, yeah. Wow. We all missed.
Doesn't really matter so much for me, though, because I cannot get surprise attacked.
Yep. Nope. There were no attacks.
Clicked add luck point, and it doesn't seem to have done anything.
You have to hit the plus next to the luck point things.
I did. That just makes it re-roll.
How many luck points are you supposed to have right now?
As far as I can tell, I have zero.
Your character sheet currently says you have four. The question was, how many should you have?
They're invisible to me.
How many?
I have no idea.
Well, you just re-rolled your luck. So you've got four now.
Yep.
Okay.
And it doesn't matter whether my sheet is light or dark. In fact, it's harder to see anything when it's light. So do I have to start up Edge to look at my sheets anymore?
So...
It's Tales of the Valiant going to make
the night passes without any further attacks on this farmhouse. The mood is somber as you wake up the next morning, knowing that probably by noon you will be to the last farmhouse before the river. And Paul's going to turn to his notes one more time. Yes, which you all know is the Autumn Braid Farm. You'll probably reach the crest of the hill by noon on this new day. But that, my friends and listeners, is a tale for next time. So thank you all so much for playing. Thank you for joining us. I have been creating this tale this evening and previous evenings with a Beth, with a Crash, and Ellie, and Eo, and myself, Paul, as the GM. Crash, we care to start us off with the legalese that we need to make sure we hit?
Well, the music heard in this episode at the beginning and end are Truth of the Legend and Strength of the Titans. Both those songs are Creative Commons Attributions licensed, and they are by Kevin MacLeod. You can get all of Kevin MacLeod's songs at Accompatech.com.
Thank you so much.
And while we're doing legal stuff, I just wanted to say that my lawyer has advised me to say no comment.
Does anybody have a thing they wish to plug?
Mom writes books.
ElizabethMcCoy.com. I should probably update at some point. It should give you a list of the books, and at the very least, you can start plugging the names and my name into whatever legitimate website you buy books from. So, and speaking of names,
If anyone is interested in procuring some interesting short one-act plays for production, they can email me at paultheplaywright.us@gmail.com. And speaking of other things with names and how to obtain said entertainment, Crash.
Well, all the stuff that we do eventually finds its way over on aaronbsmith.com. That's where I put all the podcasts with the RSS feeds and the things and all the stuff that I usually talk about during our outro. It's all linked over on aaronbsmith.com, including link to our Patreon, patreon.com/cogwheelgaming, where you can help us keep the lights on along with other illustrious patrons. You cannot see me gesturing when I say this, but I am gesturing, including Ellie, Liv, Paul, Walter, and Patron Emeritus Cindy.
And with that all being said, the sun rises, a cock crows, and you know that you're in for another adventure. Good night, everybody.
Night.
And now you all have an asset in there being way too much blood. Why? Why was there so much blood?
I don't want an asset in that.
Assertion. Remind me that it is okay. Details. I have a bucket over here at Craft Services.
Remind me that I have to use Edge for the Talvera stuff, otherwise the character sheet does not work.
You might be able to download a Googled Chromium that might be useful too.
Yeah, well, let's...